Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Blast off coming up mere minutes from right now. But first we check in with the incredible Brad Blakes.
Scott, Patty, how you doing, guys?
Hi, sweetheart.
I know it's been a tough week for watching sports, doesn't it, Scott? You've been up late and your body must be bamboozled.
You know what? I had a dream that the Jets were going to win this one. And I thought, wow, my dream's coming true. Sam Darnold runs down the field. He was juking and jiving down there. Did you see him fake the guy out of his jockstrap?
I missed that too.
Oh, 46-yard touchdown. And then what happened? He got sick. He got sacked six times.
Yeah.
Came out of the game a little bit. They threw him down on his shoulder, but he got back in. He's all right.
Well, it's funny with these sports are so late now. The other night at the Yankees game, I fell asleep on the couch. I fell asleep and woke up at like 3:30 a.m. What kind of man am I?
What happened? What happened?
I go to my bedroom, you know, the romantic place of the house, and I go to lay down in bed, and there's another man in there. And it's Sammy, the dog.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. What?
He beat you. Nah, yeah.
I don't know that I'd share that on the radio.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not a good time to bring up all your personal problems.
Right. No, but she really loves sleeping with Sammy. And whenever I fall asleep on the couch, the dog takes my place, which is a bit scary.
Yeah, we're like that at my house, too.
As long as that's all it is, you're fine. Now, what else is going on?
Well, I was very excited yesterday when Amazon Prime released the trailer for the Borat sequel. It's called Borat Subsequent Movie Film. So it'll be out in about 25 days, which is very exciting.
Now, they made a big point of telling everybody it's going to be released before the election. So obviously it's got some stuff that might not be favorable to the current president, Donald Trump.
Well, yes, I'm not sure, but I presume that. I think he does a very good job of skewering everything, Mr. Borat. And it's very exciting because in the trail, they open up that Borat is famous in America. So he's walking in LA and people are yelling out, Borat, Borat. So he has to get a disguise. So there'll be many disguises that
Borat
goes through.
Yeah, because for those people who don't remember or didn't know or don't give a damn, he would go around and surprise people and assume some kind of goofy identity, tell them that he was somebody that he's not. And he got away with that for a while, and then people started recognizing him.
Exactly.
That's right. But it's going to be good. That's going to be fantastic. The trailer's hilarious. So, I think it's going to be very funny.
At one point, he tried to go into Rudy Giuliani's office wearing a pink bikini, but they they seized him and removed him.
Surprised Rudy didn't just flag him on in.
That's
well. You never know. All right, Brett. Did you ever talk to Borat?
I did many years ago, so I've got to figure out how to track him down again.
You know, yeah.
I cold called his hotel room and made out I was someone else.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I see. You thought you'd trick
you
him.
You pulled it on him.
Yeah,
you pulled
Borat.
A Borat.
That's awesome. Yeah, and he said he was having a big night down in the Chelsea region of New York City, and he was a little bit tired because the men were very friendly towards him. That was the line he gave me.
You know, I got you.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, well done. Well, have a great
All right, my
off,
friend.
Scott.
Hey, wear your mask when you're around. Don't forget.
That's right. Get away from Hope Hicks. She's got it.
I'll bet you the president will start wearing that mask everywhere now.
Yeah.
Even on his plane, which is probably where he got it.
Right.
I know, it's crazy. Imagine everyone right now go, did you touch Hope Hicks? Did you meet her? Did you see her? Like, what about all the reporters on Air Force One?
Well, they have all these photos of her kind of bending over his shoulder while he sits in the Oval Office. And she's breathing, like, right onto the side of his head.
Yeah. So, what about yesterday? The president was in New Jersey yesterday.
Yeah, with the little airport out there. Yeah, I know.
My goodness. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah.
There's probably going to be some other names that come down with it because he was around a lot of people. But I'll tell you what, the problem is if people are getting bored with the whole mask thing and the lockdowns, and it's still there. It's still working. It's still looking for you, Brad.
Oh, gee. I'm going to put my mask on right now.
Blast off coming up next with special guest Mr. John Elliott helping us out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.